neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
That at the time you like to eat, you have to make sure your birds, chicken, animals that are fed before you eat. That's what the halakha is. And we learn this halakha, the pasuk in Shema, "Venatati esev besadecha livhemtecha," and then "Va'achalta v'savata." So first the behemah has to eat, and then you eat. And we explain what the few reasoning. So now to as far as drinking. So who should drink first?
Yourself.
We should drink. We drink, and then we give water to the chicken or to the fish. Fish needs to be, he has enough water. So now, how do we learn this halakha? Because last week in Parashat Chukat, Hashem said, talk to the rock, and then he's going to give water. Yeah, and then he says, "Vehishpita et ha'eda and beira." What does "vehishpita" means?
You let them drink.
Ah, very nice. You have to make him drink or help him drink. What does it mean?
Have them drink.
No, it's that means have them drink.
You make them drink.
No, is you give them to drink, take them.
What do you mean? The Moshe has to give glass of water to 5 million people? That's what he says, no?
It's like that. It's a passive way. It's not that you take. You give it to them.
What type of grammar book are you, doctor? Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. No, it's only Monday.
Well, it's got to be now. That's
good. As a matter of fact, I saw today. It's very interesting. I think I have Salman. Where's the Talmud of Rabbi Noah? He says, look at this. The duty of the leader is, you just don't tell them, here. No, you have to feed them. you have to. That's what he said. There is a minhag, it's very interesting. I think Israeli they have. Look, let's say somebody has a pitcher of water. All of a sudden, everybody raises glasses. That you have to. Have you seen it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's very interesting. That means you have to be careful when you pick up the pitcher of the water. You have to fill up everybody's glasses. So v'hishpita. It's an interesting point. It's not that Hashem said, okay, I'm going to provide water, let them drink. He said, you have to give them water personally. So now we learn, one source is that Hashem said that the rock is going to give water, and then you drink, they drink, and then who? The cattle. Right? So that means human being perceives the animal. Where else did he learn this? Livraimenu. The Livraimenu, Ben Eliezer, the Shatchan, the Baleborun. You know what that is? So soon you know. Is that the same? The one, matchmaker, they call him. Eliezer was matchmaker. So now, when he went to find the soulmate for Yitzhak Avinu Alav Shalom, so Livraimenu said, I'm going to draw water, give it to you, and to the camels. Right? So here we see Ibrahimenu knew the halacha. How did she know? How come did she say, I'm going to give water to the camels and you? It's respect. Disrespect to give the animal first. So now when the animal eats, it's not disrespect? It is. If you say it's a disrespect, how come they eat first before us, but we drink before them? But anyway, when the, let's say the chicken, you drink water, you're going to embarrass him.
Well, the case of the cow was different.
Why?
She had a pot. From that pot, it would be disrespectful if she gave the animals first, then to the Ezer.
Yes, we see, right, there's a point that she dumped the water in a place that the camel will drink after he drank. No, but the point of matter here is, it seems like what we learned in Parshat Hurgah that Hashem said, when the water is provided, who should drink first? Am Yisrael, right? And then the cattle. So Rivka Imenu knew this halacha. How does she know?
My father, yeah.
How does she know? But this is the interesting point here is, when we're hungry, we have to think about the animal that, if it's hungry or not. But when we're thirsty, we don't care if the animal is thirsty or not. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Why? Why is it like this?
You have to have the koach to feed the animals. It's just without water, you can't.
Water? To give them water?
You can go on a little longer, but without water.
No, it's a matter that's 2 seconds. No? 3 seconds.
Yeah.
4 seconds. No? It's not like, you know, until the next day to come, you know, I give you water. Are you looking at Chicago? Rabbi Zachariah is going to give us the answer. That was a good point of me, but you have other insight.
You feed the animal because if the food is finished, you can tolerate the hunger a little bit more.
We?
If somebody has a little bit food and he has pet also.
Yeah.
He has to give it to the pet because if he eats all, nothing is left for this pet.
But I don't think they eat the same food, are you, doctor? I mean, your point here is they eat the same thing, no?
Rice, for example, they have little bit chicken.
No, today's fancy. They have a special food for themselves, you know. You don't give them their own food. But that's a good point too, Chazal Baruch.
Maybe the animal have patience for water, but not for food.
They have patience for water,
but not for food.
And not for food. But see, again, it's a matter of, it could be moment, you know, 1 second, 2 seconds. You drink, shahakon yihav yidvaro, bon of shor abot, and then you have the chicken say shahakon. Are you in a rush? Maybe one point you can look at it, let's say, if animals, they have a sense to distinguish as far as eating or drinking. Let's say one point that we have kilayim, it's about the donkey and the cow, right? So you cannot put it together. Why? Because the cow has a nature that he chews his cud. So now the donkey, when he hears that there is a noise of chewing, so he becomes very hurt. He says, ay, 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 they gave him food and didn't give him food. So we cannot have them put together because we don't want to hurt his feeling. Because he senses eating. So now let's say if the cow drinks, would he feel when the cow drinks?
No.
He doesn't. So maybe that's a point. Because when you eat, so then the animal senses it, you know. He's selfish, he's taking care of himself. But that's what's drinking. It's not so sensible for them that you're drinking before them. So that means back to what is mentioned, as far as disrespect, not the case of Eliezer, but in general. So here we have a command, it's called Sa'ar Ba'al Chai. As we learned, like let's say if the donkeys is under the load that you cannot bear, so you have a command to help. So now here, we see that there's a difference of animal noticing you eating or drinking. Because when you eat, they inside. So, he has no affection toward me. But drinking is not so. So now, we can learn that that's why we can drink and then give it to them. But eating is not so. But still, the question stands. How did Rivka Imenu know about this? And why are we using the source that it says that Ribono Shel Olam, in the case of hitting the rock, said first you have to give water to the people and to the cattle. So that's the question that we have to find out. Is that a shame?
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.